Philip Semple Pierre at today's urgent care. Today's date is 09/21/2024. Dictation is for Cynthia Padilla. Padilla spells P-A-D-I-L-L-A. Cynthia spells C-I-N-T-H-Y-A. Date of birth is 07/30/1992. The 32-year-old female is accompanied by parents and sister here for routine visit period. According to parents and sister, patient has been very aggressive recently. She has a history of cerebral palsy, mental retardation, and they indicated that she has been very aggressive with decreased appetite and some cough period. She stated that at another clinic, they attempted to draw blood, but because of her aggression, they were unable to do it and was here to see if we can get blood drawn, to have some studies of her abdomen to see if there's a reason why she has a decreased appetite, period. Sister reported a child is drinking okay, but not taking solids, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, cerebral palsy. Past surgical history is non-social history. Denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next paragraph. Family history is none. Next paragraph. Medication. Depakote. Next paragraph. Allergies, none. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient is an extremely poor historian. History comes directly from sister and mother, who reports decreased appetite, aggressive behavior, denied vomiting or diarrhea. Next paragraph, physical exam. Vital signs, we could have only gotten a respiration at 18 and temperature at 98.1. Other vital signs were unable to obtain because of patient's aggression. Next paragraph, HENT, diffusely drooling. But patients make clear sounds with her voice. She does not appear to sound hoarse or muffled, hot potato voice. Neck is supple. Next line, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds. Next line, abdomen is flat, non-tender. Next paragraph, ultrasound of her abdomen revealed no abnormality. Gallbladder appears normal. Liver, pancreas, and kidneys are normal. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules. Next paragraph. Neuro, patients with a history of cerebral palsy, does not communicate, makes grunting sounds. Gait is baseline according to mother and sister. And she walks, but with bilateral limping types of gait, period. Sister said this is not new. That has been her walk since birth. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is cerebral palsy. Number two is mental retardation. Number three is decreased appetite. Number four is aggressive behavior. Number five is cough. Patient was given a consult to go to the lab, Quest, to have the following labs done: CMP, lipid profile, hemoglobin A1C, TSH, T3, T4, vitamin D levels. A consult was also drawn up for a patient to go to local radiology clinic to have a chest x-ray. Family members were given the opportunity to ask questions. They had multiple questions. I answered them to the best of my ability, to include the need for them to follow up with the neurologist who was seeing patient for a chronic condition. It's just indicated that they would like to change neurologists because of a cascade of reasons, which include the medication patient is taking and no levels are being drawn on a routine basis. End of dictation.